This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in to the new eHealth Radio Network and the General Health Channel. On the show today, we are with Dr. Dan Toogood, who has been practicing for 30 years in Southern California and has written a new book, his fourth, Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days. Dr. Dan, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Hi, good to be here, Eric.
It's great to have you as well. You point out in your book that pain and chronic pain are two different things. How is that?
Well, we all know what pain is. Everybody experiences pain many, many times in their lives. You bonk your head, you stub your toe, you scrape your knee, you strain your back, you burn yourself, cut yourself, etc. But we all know what happens in those cases. We usually don't go to the doctor because we know that it's going to hurt for a reasonable period of time, then it's going to get better in a reasonable period of time. And we know that those conditions of pain are caused by physical stress. You know, we strained too hard, or we got bumped too hard, or we were in an accident. Chronic pain, on the other hand, feels exactly the same, but it's not caused by the same things. It's aggravated by physical stress, and that's why doctors are unsuccessful in treating it, chronic pain. All they do is do the same things they do for pain. But chronic pain is not caused by physical stress. It's caused by chemical stress. And what that means is specific chemicals that enter the body through the mouth, that means diet and medication, are responsible for chronic pain. And it's the elimination of specific dietary factors that is necessary to eliminate chronic pain.
Very interesting. So pain can be caused by what you eat. Now, that certainly brought my attention to that. Now, I haven't heard that before, but what kinds of food cause these kinds of pain?
Well, it's very simple concepts, and by far the most common cause of most cases of chronic pain, which are conditions like arthritis, back pain, headaches, fibromyalgia, all these conditions that are treated very unsuccessfully with conventional medicine are actually reactions to casein, C-A-S-E-I-N. That's the main protein found in cow's milk and dairy foods, which means milk, cheese, yogurt, ice cream, cottage cheese, all the dairy foods. Also, casein exists in some non-dairy foods like coffee creamers, Cool Whip, and you'll see on the label caseinate or sodium caseinate. So dairy foods are the most common cause of pain. Chocolate is the most powerful cause of pain. And a third food ingredient that causes some people problems is an additive called MSG, monosodium glutamate, found in processed foods like TV dinners, canned soup, restaurant soups, etc., etc. And the last one of the common allergens and toxins that cause pain is gluten. And you've heard a lot of airplay about gluten right now, but the two food ingredients are casein and gluten. That's dairy foods and wheat.
Well, when looking at dairy foods, that's one of my favorites. Well, who doesn't like dairy foods? But and bread also are the main staples of our diets anyway, but how can they be bad for us?
Well, when I first started seeing this back in 1985, my first discovery was that dairy foods caused pain in certain people. Now, there's plenty of people who eat dairy foods and wheat and all kinds of things and smoke and drink and have no health problems. But people who have chronic problems, chronic pain, have issues with something. Casein and dairy foods, that makes sense to me because cow's milk is specifically designed to be the perfect nutrient for baby cows, not for humans. So to me, it's like, okay, I can see how people have problems with that. But wheat, on the other hand, is the staff of life, right? How could that cause problems? Well, wheat has been changed over the years by being hybridized and crossbred, and so some people weren't able to adapt to it. But the big change in wheat happened in the late 40s and early 50s when people were starving in Africa and the scientists were trying to create a wheat, a hybrid variety that was more productive and drought tolerant. And they were crossbreeding, and it was taking a lot of time. So Norman Borlaug, who ended up winning the Nobel Prize for it, decided to speed up the process, and he was able to mutate wheat by radiating seeds, wheat seeds. He'd expose them to alpha and gamma rays, radiation, and created mutations. Most mutations are bad, but the few that he created, some of them were good, and they were very productive. But the genetic changes that happened to those foods, to that wheat, has not been tolerable for some people. And people who can't tolerate it, it's called gluten intolerance. And you'll see a lot of airplay now about gluten intolerance, although gluten is not nearly as common as dairy foods in causing chronic pain, but it is one of the factors. So after diet, and the main ingredients in diet that cause pain are casein in dairy foods, chocolate, monosodium glutamate in processed foods and Chinese food, and gluten. After that, the most common cause of chronic pain, believe it or not, is medication.
Today we are with Dr. Dan Toogood, who has been practicing for 30 years in Southern California and has written a new book, his fourth, Chronic Pain Gone, 90 Days, here on the eHealth Radio Network. What medications cause pain?
Well, if any of you will watch primetime TV in the evening, you'll notice that 90% of the commercials are for drugs. And all of the commercials are the same. You'll see about 10 or 15 seconds of all of the wonderful benefits that you'll get from this particular medication. And then the next 45 seconds to 2 minutes is the possible side effects. And if you really listen closely to those commercials, they're very scary. They include fatal events. I don't know why people haven't seen, like, for example, the Cialis commercial. If you listen to the side effects, one of the ones they list is delayed backache. So it seems to me that a lot of people might look at that and go, hey, wait a second, you mean you can take a medication and it can cause your back to hurt? So there are lots of medications that can cause back pain and headaches, etc. But by far, the most common cause of a lot of the symptoms that I see in my practice, which are lower back pain, leg weakness, leg pain, etc., are the statin drugs. The statin drugs are some of the most popular drugs now, and they're prescribed for lowering cholesterol, which doctors are just hell-bent on changing everybody's cholesterol. The problem is those drugs lower the cholesterol too much, and they stop the production of cholesterol. In the process of doing that, they also stop the production of coenzyme Q10 and other substances that are essential for muscle health. So pills like Zocor, Lipitor, Simvastatin, Crestor, Vitorin, there's so many of them now, and there's a couple of them that aren't even statins, but they still cause the same side effects. And those are Gemfibrozil and what's that other one? Zetia. So all of these pills are very dangerous and cause more problems than they solve. You know, if you took a pill and it made you feel better, that would be one thing. But these pills, you take them just to lower your lab tests, and you don't feel any better. And in fact, many, many, many people have problems with those drugs, and they actually feel worse. So in order to eliminate chronic pain, you know, you really got to look at what you're eating and look at what you're taking as far as medication. The thing is, a lot of doctors, if they talk to you about your diet, they will say general things like watch what you eat or don't eat greasy food. Really, in order to eliminate chronic pain, you have to be more specific than that. You have to eliminate casein in dairy foods, chocolate, gluten in wheat. And now this is not easy, MSG, and you have to take a look at your medication.
Well, Dr. Dan, how can our listeners learn more about the connection between diet and chronic pain?
Well, of course, I have to be honest and say that the very best source is my book, which just came out. It's called Chronic Pain Gone 90 Days. I specifically wrote this book to be very simple and easy to read. It's 194 pages long, but there's big gaps between the sentences so you can get the simple concepts. It's a 10-step program, 10 things to do to get rid of chronic pain. You do it for 90 days. Most people will have their pain eliminated within 90 days. So you can get my book by sending $20 to Dr. Toogood at P.O. Box 3812 in Apple Valley, California, 92307. I welcome any emails or calls. You can call me at 760-953-0861 or email me at drtoogood@aol.com. My name is Dr. Toogood, T-W-O-G-O-O-D. There's also some other authors that have written some good books. If you look up John McDougall, he's a medical doctor who has written lots of really good books about the diet and health connection. And another doctor, a woman named Doris Rapp, R-A-P-P, she wrote a book called Is This Your Child? And you can read about all of the different problems that pediatricians see that are caused by specific substances in the diet. So the problem with conventional medicine these days is they never ask you what you eat, and they only consider drugs. And as long as they do that, chronic pain is not going to be solved. So I think if you read my book, you'll get the general idea. You'll know exactly what to do.
Incredible information. We've been talking with Dr. Dan Toogood, who has been practicing for 30 years in Southern California and has written a new book, his fourth. He just mentioned it, Chronic Pain Gone, 90 Days. And the website of reference is chronicpaingone90days.com. Dr. Dan Toogood, thanks so much for being a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. I hope your listeners find the information useful.
There is no question they will. This is Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the new eHealth Radio Network. And we thank you for listening to this General Health Channel. And until next time, enjoy.